Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Francie Dunlap of Peace and Peace Web Solutions is on a phone line. You're doing Zoom calls because you can't visit with your friends like the good old days. Francie, you're on WGN. You've got a way to make things a little better, don't you?
Yes, I do. I have just the solution.
Peace and Peace Web Solutions. So were you guys making farm animals available for Zoom calls prior to the COVID-19 crisis?
No, we weren't. We just happened upon this after the stay-at-home orders started.
Well, prior to this, what do you do for a living? Do you run a farm, or what's your deal?
Yes, I live on Peace and Peace Farm, and my daughter is an FEI dressage horse trainer. So it's mostly dressage horses here, and it's also a family hobby farm, and we make honey, and we have a few small businesses we operate from here. They're kind of random. They're food trucks and web design and a beach condo rental, and, you know, I kind of had time to dabble into this when I stumbled upon it.
this place you're describing, this town, where do you live, Francie? Where is this?
We're just east of Charlotte, North Carolina.
So then you said, I've got an idea. Somebody had this epiphany. Let's take some of these animals. So I get, maybe people can't come to your farm now, and let's put them on Zoom calls.
Well, I was just doing Zoom social happy hours with my friends, and I would be sitting out on my back deck, and we would hear the donkey or the rooster in the background, and they would say, hey, go show me your animals, and we would visit the horses and stuff, and then I had a few friends say, you should rent your donkey out for virtual meetings. And so I quick threw up a website in a day, and it was mostly for my own entertainment and to make my friends laugh, and it just, you know, even though it was fully functional, and then it just took off from there, and I was really surprised.
So how's business?
It's great. People are loving this little change of pace.
How many
customers?
It's
a short period of time.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot. We've been doing, you know, 15 a day.
15 a day, and it's 10 minutes per appearance?
Yeah.
So I could get your donkey or llama for 10 minutes.
Yeah, we just schedule them by the half hour.
I see.
And
what? And then what do? Just stand them in front of the camera?
It depends. Some people want us to just, you know, sort of slide in there quietly and wait for people to notice the donkey, and then they start laughing. Or some people think they're being Zoom bombed because they heard all this bad news.
Right.
And they think, oh, somebody, how do we kick this donkey out? And then other people will just start laughing their heads off and say, I know who did this. And it's funny, most groups, they know who the person is that's most likely to have ordered a donkey. But then we have, like, kids' classrooms and happy hours, and it's really funny. And we have a birthday hat in case somebody is celebrating. So what? We're thinking up new little things for them. We're planning on a Cinco de Mayo.
By order of popularity, what are the most popular animals?
It's the donkey, just because of his looks and that whole double entendre of his name, the ass.
Yeah, who invited the ass? Uncle Bob. So
right.
You're only charging $10?
It's $50.
$50 for 10 minutes. Well, all of a sudden, you've got a little revenue stream there, don't you?
Yeah, it's really funny. A couple weeks ago, I did not have this in my calendar as work.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing, though. I mean, so people probably want them all around 5 or 6 o'clock, right? 7 o'clock?
No, they're scheduling them all day long.
Really?
And I'm lucky I have my daughters and my husband helping me, because otherwise I couldn't do this by myself.
So then you just sit the donkey there and put the camera on him, and 10 minutes later, you've got $50.
And we have some people requesting the chickens and the horses. We have a horse that makes faces and another horse that does a lot of licking and other funny faces. So it's just all good fun. Everybody laughs.
Wow. Did I see you have a llama, too?
No, that's somebody else.
Ah, got it, got it.
I think there's a few of us doing this, and we're all getting lumped in together.
Yeah, no kidding. I could see the competition. If you have an elephant or something, that'd be awesome. But I think it's probably hard to beat the donkey. That sounds like a good addition to the Zoom meetings. So it's Peace and Peace, P-E-A-C-E, as in peaceful, peace, the letter N, the letter N, as in nickel, and then peas, the vegetable, Peace and Peas Web
Solutions. Peace and Peas Farm.
Peace and Peas Farm.
Well, that's Web Solution is my web design business. I kind of just use the same name, but if you want to find the donkey on Facebook and Instagram, it's Peace and Peas Farm. Otherwise, the website is denrooster.com.
Denrooster.com.
Gang rooster.
All right.
Gang, like D A N G, like darn it, like dang.
Okay.
But you know, that was just a staging. That was just a work URL. I just did not plan this out. I just threw this up there just because I already had that URL, and it was just supposed to be a joke, and it worked.
Right. Now that dang rooster's making some money for you. All right. Francie Dunlap, this is a great idea. You're fun, and I know what a fun idea. It's good to talk to you. Continued success out there.
Thank you very much.